Everyday English Lesson 69. Welcome once again to our Everyday English program. The English language has common ways of expressing wishes, necessities, and obligations. One way is by the use of some of its auxiliary verbs. The auxiliary verbs include
should like to, would like to, ought to,
be, and its parts like
is, was, am, are, were.
Now, would you listen to these simple examples?
I should like to do the work before leaving the house.
This expresses a wish on Aju's part. Should like to, followed by the two infinitive form of the verb. Now here's a sentence which expresses the same meaning.
I would like to do the work before leaving the house.
Would like, should like. These express a wish. The important thing to note is that the wish is likely to be fulfilled or realized in the present or future. I would like to do the work. I should like to do the work. Now, listen to how ought to is used. Ought to, unlike would and should, is not used to express wishes. It is used to express necessity and obligation. Now, listen.
I ought to finish the work.
That is, it is necessary that I finish the work. It is an obligation as well. I am obliged to finish the work. I ought to finish the work.
I ought to finish the work.
Ought to expresses an obligation or necessity, which the speaker thinks will be fulfilled. Another way of expressing necessity or obligation, which is likely to be fulfilled, is by the use of the auxiliary verb to be and its parts. For example,
I am to finish the work before I leave the house.
I am to finish the work before I leave the house. An obligation or necessity. It is an obligation or necessity for me to finish the work before I leave the house, that is.
They were to finish the work before leaving the office.
In the examples that you've heard, the wish, obligation or necessity refers to present time or future time. But a wish, obligation or necessity is possible in the past. And when we want to express these concepts in the past, we use the verb have followed by the past participle form of the verb. For a start, listen to this sentence.
I should like to do the work before I leave the house.
A wish in the present or future. The wish is likely to be fulfilled. And now listen to this.
I should have liked to do the work before I left the house.
This is an example of the expression of a wish, but it is in the past. A wish expressed in the past cannot have been fulfilled. It is Kofi's wish that the work was finished, but his wish was not fulfilled.
I should have liked to do the work before I left the house.
Here's another example.
I should like to have sent the letter.
Yes. Or?
I would like to have sent the letter.
Yes. Neither Ajo nor Kofi was able to fulfill their wish or intention. The word ought is another member of the class of words which can be used to express an unfulfilled wish or intention in the past. For example,
I ought to have sent the letter before coming here.
But Kofi didn't. Here, what was unfulfilled was an obligation or necessity. Should like, would like, and ought to. The common auxiliary verb be, it needs some attention too. Listen to this sentence.
I am to post these letters before I go to the office.
This expresses that the necessity or obligation will be fulfilled, as already pointed out. But now, listen to this one, in which the verb be is in the past.
I was to have posted these letters before I went to the office.
But I didn't. That is the implication. We have now met four such verbs: would like, should like, ought to, and be. Now, what about the word must?
He must be out of his mind.
He must be out of his mind. This is an expression of someone's feeling about another person. To a Jew, the person is very likely out of his mind. A Jew doesn't express a hope, wish, or necessity or obligation, but a likelihood. And this explains why
he must have been out of his mind
does not express absence of fulfillment, although it is in the past time. In other words, must does not belong to the class of verbs we referred to earlier. Listen again.
He must have been out of his mind.
Now, this expresses probability in the past. Someone's feeling that an event was probable. Although the auxiliary verb must is being used here with have and the participle form of the verb, it does not express obligation, necessity, or hope, and cannot therefore express unfulfilled obligation, necessity, or hope. A further note on the word must. I have pointed out that must, in the sentences we have heard so far, expresses probability in present and past time. Now, to refresh your memory, listen to this.
He must be out of his mind.
Present probability. It is probable now that he is out of his mind.
He must have been out of his mind.
Past probability. It was probable that he was out of his mind, but must can express necessity and obligation as well. For example,
I must stop drinking.
I must stop drinking. Necessity. It is necessary that I stop drinking. If this is an expression of necessity, then its past form should express unfulfilled necessity. The form of must, when it means necessity, occurs in sentences like,
he must stop drinking.
Necessity for the present. But now listen to this.
He must have stopped drinking.
He must have stopped drinking. This does not mean that a necessity was not fulfilled. We should say,
he should have stopped drinking.
It was necessary for him to stop drinking, but he didn't. Now, bear in mind that must has several meanings. We choose the past form according to the meaning. Necessity must has as its past should have, while probability must has as its past must have. The two shouldn't be confused. Must, of course, can express obligation or duty as well. For example,
you must pay your water bills early.
This is an obligation. It means the past form should refer to an unfulfilled obligation. When it means obligation, the past of must is should have and not must have.
You must pay your water bills early.
This is an obligation, and the past form is
you should have paid your water bills early.
An obligation which you couldn't fulfill. Now, here's a short dialogue. Please listen carefully.
Hello? 7569 here. Oh, Mama, I see. No one told me about it. Yes, I should like to have gone too. Oh, bye for now.
Who was it?
Mama, she was telling me about a religious retreat she and some friends were invited to. I should like to have joined them.
Did she go?
No. She had other things to do, she said, although she hoped to have gone too.
I was to have been at that meeting too. I was to have seen her for directions to that place.
So, you knew about it. I didn't.
You ought to have seen me last week. You said you would.
I know. But you seem to have forgotten that you were to have left me a note at the office.
I should have, but I forgot to.
You must have been under great pressure last week.
Let's look at some of the sentences again. Adieu's sentence.
You seem to have forgotten that you were to have left me a note.
Means it was expected that Kofi would leave a note, but he didn't.
You were to have left me a note.
Which you didn't do. Unfulfilled expectation in the past. Adieu's sentence contains another occurrence of to have.
You seem to have forgotten.
This part of the sentence does not imply or mean absence of fulfillment in the past. Seem is not one of those verbs which are used with to have to express unfulfilled events in the past. Here's another sentence.
You ought to have seen me last week.
Another instance of unfulfilled event in the past. Adieu was expected to see Kofi last week, but the expectation was not realized.
You ought to have seen me last week.
Ought is one of the verbs that can be interpreted this way. Another sentence.
She was telling me about a religious retreat she and her friends were invited to. I should like to have gone.
I should like to have gone, but she didn't. An unfulfilled wish in the past. The verb like belongs to the group of verbs we've been discussing.
I should like to have gone.
Observe the construction, to have gone. I think we should stop here, listeners. Have a good day. Goodbye.